Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Hello, everybody. I am Ricky, for you guys that don't know, as he just said. Welcome, live stream. Thank you for tuning in today, and pray this word blesses you guys. God is good. He is so amazing and so good. As that last song I said this last service, it was talking about the grace that He has for us. And this morning I was actually listening to this, it's a rap song actually, and he was talking about the grace of God upon his life, and man, the grace of God upon my life. You know, not to go into details of my life, but I mean, I've had my house raided at one time, just to kind of give you a general idea of how extreme and many other things that's happened in my life, but this ain't about me, it's about God today. So the grace of God, I should not be standing up here today, but he has completely changed my life, and the grace of God upon each of your lives too, completely changing each of yours, especially as you walk in Him, you just see His grace more and more and more, and He is just so good. As we've been teaching these last couple weeks, we've been talking about those billboards you see on 29 and 47 that says, Jesus is not God. And that supposedly scripture says that that's true, that it's in the scripture, and it's not. And so today, the word that the Lord has put on my heart is Psalms 1, and it talks about what a blessed man looks like and being meditating in the word. And I tell you this, as you are in the word, you will see how it shows you the truth about God. It teaches you many things. And so, let me back up here about Jesus. So Jesus, to understand who He is for you, for those of you that don't know, Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. I'm sure all of you have heard about Adam and Eve and sinning and eating the apple and all those things, right? And so if you go all the way back to then and understanding that they had this perfect relationship with the Lord, they were able to walk with Him every day and enjoy His presence and in this perfect harmony and just enjoy His love all the time. And so, but what happened was, is the enemy had come along, Satan, and said, hey, check this out. Won't you eat from this tree over here? I know God told you you're not supposed to eat from it, but come on, just get a bite. It's good. It really is. He didn't surely mean you was going to die. Right? Just go ahead, have a bite. It's so good. And so he convinced her, and she took this bite. And then her husband also took a bite, Adam. And sure enough, sin entered the world. Sin is just a disobedience to the Lord. All right? It's missing the mark. It's not doing what the Lord's asking us to do. It's going against His way. So they rebelled against what God was telling them. And so she went ahead and ate this. And like I said, sin had entered into the world. And so now they did die, but spiritually. And they were separated from God, separated from His presence. And they were cast out of that garden and went about, you know, walking in their lives. And so we fast forward to Jesus, and Jesus was the perfect sacrifice that came along to forgive, to cleanse our sins that we had, cleanse the sin of the world. And so, I'm feeling really distracted right now. Normally, like first service, I'm very real and I'm gonna be raw and I'm gonna tell you how I'm feeling. I'm gonna tell you what's going on. It's just who I am. And so I like just right now, I'm feeling a little distracted. Yep. Oh, I know it, Pastor Fred. I know it. And so I'm just telling you, cause that's just, I think it's good. Just to be real. And so anyway, Jesus. So God actually came up with a plan right after the garden and had where man could go and sacrifice, animals and such in order to cleanse their sins. But it was all temporary. It only worked for a short amount of time. And we needed a perfect sacrifice, which was Jesus. And so, as I said, Jesus is real. Don't listen to those signs. So as I teach you this, I'm going to understand how to teach you how to find out if Jesus is real for yourselves. Not what I say, not what Pastor Fred says, not what anybody else says, but that Jesus is real, okay? And how to really understand that for yourselves. And so Jesus came again, like I said, as we've all heard, for our sins, but really, again, that's just the small part. It was to establish that relationship so that we could each walk with the Lord today, right now, with him, and have that relationship again, right? And it's only because of Jesus that we can. We can't do nothing without Jesus. And so after Adam and Eve, they had two children, Cain and Abel, okay? And actually, before I talk about them, throughout the Bible, there's this theme that I've noticed that we have two ways, two decisions, good and evil, right? Flesh and the spirit, walking in the flesh versus walking in the spirit, peace and life or death, or just many other things that it's two decisions with both ways. So which destiny are we going to choose? Which path are you going to choose to walk in this life? It shows you, this is the way that you're going to go if you follow my path, is what the Lord's saying. Follow me. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to teach you. I want you to have this perfect relationship with me again. I want to walk with you. I want to love on you. But we're over here like, no, I can do it my way. I got this. I'll do what I want to do, right? And you'll find that's rebellion, and that leads you down a path that you don't want to be on, okay? And so Cain and Abel, they both had to offer their sacrifices I talked about earlier in the Old Testament. And one was a shepherd, one was a farmer. And Cain offered the crops, just some of his crops, whatever he felt that he wanted to grab, he offered. And Abel found his perfect sheep. And so he offered up his perfect sheep for the sacrifice. And so God, when he came to get the sacrifices, he sees that these two sacrifices, and he's like, Abel, you're awesome. You gave me this perfect sacrifice, and I'm thank you for that. But Cain, you just gave me these little scraps from your farm field, and this is what you offered. And you didn't really put your heart into it, right? Abel, he had his heart in it, like, Lord, I love you. I praise you, and I thank you. I want to give you my best sacrifice. And Cain's like, hey, here you go. I gave you something, Lord. I showed up for church this week, all right? But Abel's like, nah, I'm offering the perfect sacrifice. I'm trying to give you my all. I want to give you my everything. And I may not even understand what that looks like, but I want to give you my all, Lord. And so you move on. There's two people right there. One obeyed the ways of God, and obey again. And all it means is listen and respond. Listening to God's way and responding to what he's telling you to do. And the other rebelled, thought, I'm going to do it my own way. Okay, then you have Ishmael and Isaac. Pastor Fred's taught on this before. Another two paths, two decisions. You had Abraham that had these two children. God made him a promise that him and his wife would have a child. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And then finally, his wife's like, man, you know what? Maybe God meant we're supposed to have a child through my servant. Because at that time, that's what they did, is they would, if they couldn't have a child, they would have the husband have a child with their servant. And so they went ahead and did that, and they had Ishmael. That wasn't God's promise. And you fast forward until she was 100 years old, and then she did get pregnant, and she had Isaac, right? And as Pastor Fred has taught us, Ishmael means son of war, and Isaac means the promise. And so it's their names. That's what their names mean. And so Ishmael has caused a ton of problems and throughout history, actually. Ishmael stems the whole Arab religion, or not religion, but that whole culture and everything else there. And so today you see Iran and Israel fighting right now. And so that battle, that war, it's still happening today. And so in our own lives, what that really represents too is when we try to do things our way, we get an Ishmael, we get son of war, we get problems. But when we do it God's way, we get the promise. We get like Israel, right? Amen. We get the life, we get the peace, we get the truth. But that's doing it God's way. And so again, another rebellion. And then you fast forward a little more. See who I put down here next is Isaac, I think, or Esau and Jacob. Esau, he offered up his birthright for a plate of food, basically. So, yep, you know what? I'm hungry. I want what I want. Give it to me. So he's operating out of the flesh. And Jacob, he honored God, and he had his mistakes. He had his flaws, but he was constantly turning back to God. He actually ends up becoming Israel later on his name. So again, two different men, two different paths, two different decisions. Let's see. Then you have Saul and David. Saul was the first king of Israel, and God anointed him. He becomes the king of Israel. And then over time, he starts to get confident in who he is and that he can do this on his own. He don't need God. I can run this show, you know. And then David comes along. God comes to anoint David and bring him up as king. And Saul did not like it at all. And so if you don't know the story, you just got to read your Bibles and find out, okay? I'm not going to go into all of it. But so Saul ends up, there's a point in the story where he's chasing David in the wilderness, and David's like trying to run from him and stuff because Saul knows there's anointing on him and that he's going to become the next king. And so Saul's trying to take care of that, and you know, because he doesn't want to lose his spot. And during that time is most likely, at least nobody knows for positive for sure, but there's when Psalms 1 was written, okay? And that David wrote it, and which was probably about 1000 BC, I would say. Based on all the things that I've read, that's about the time frame they would suggest. And so, again, you have two different people rebelling God's way and obeying God's way. I'm going to say it again. Obeying is just listen and respond. It's simply listening to God's word, responding to it. And you'll see as you do that, that that's the true way of life and peace. That's the way that you really get your true fulfillment in your heart in this life. Okay? Let's go. I wrote this. I didn't talk about this last service, but Pilgrim's Progress was a movie I'd watched. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Paul Bunyan. It's Paul Bunyan, right? Or John Bunyan. Paul Bunyan. Okay. He's the one that wrote this book back, I don't know how many years ago, like 1400s or something. It was a while ago. If you want to find that out, go look him up. But watch the movie. It's called Pilgrim's Progress. It's on YouTube. It's free. And it's about a guy named Christian, as we are all Christians, and he's on this pilgrim walk. Okay, and he's headed towards heaven is where he's going. And it shows where he's constantly getting pulled off and constantly getting distracted by things of the world and just different things that represent the world. And so that happens to us too, where we're constantly getting pulled off to the way. But then every time an evangelist would come along and speak to him and say, no, go this way, come over here, you're going the wrong way. All right, the guy was named Evangelist. And then there was a guy named Worldly something, and he was of the world, and he would be like, no, go this way. There's riches and glory and everything else. Come this way. And so again, you're seeing where he's going down this path, but yet everything is trying to distract him and lead him the wrong way. And so how do we find truth and where to go? How do we understand that? Come on, the word of God, right? And so that again, that's what, to me, that was a big part of this psalm that really speaks to my heart, is understanding the word of God. If you know me, I say it all the time, get in the word, get in the word, get in the word, get in the word, get in the word. Read it, learn it, understand it. Spend time with God through it though. It's not just about getting the knowledge of the word. It's putting the word forth, spending time with the Lord, understanding who he is, understanding his character, like really getting to know him, just like you would your brother, your sister, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It's that relationship that you get into. You want to know the person. You don't just meet somebody, hey, you're pretty cool, and you don't ever ask them anything. You just want to hang out with them all the time. You know, again, that's when we're coming here. This isn't just a big building to come and join on Sundays. You know, that's not what the church is. It's us. It's the relationships that we have. It's spending time together. It's getting into life groups. It's going to each other's house. It's having dinner together. It's hanging out when we have an event next week, I think it is. Next week, we got the cookout. It's hanging out, talking to people, getting to know people. Because so many people just come to church. We just come in here. We listen to the message. We leave. Heck, somebody might ask us, hey, how was the word today? Oh, it was great. What was it about? I really don't remember. Talk about it, but the way you're going to talk about it is having brothers and sisters to help talk about it with, to remind you, to see what's in their heart, to see how it was speaking to them. And not only that, when you learn from it, you're learning like, man, Johnny over here is going through something. I got a word for you, brother. I know the Lord has showed me this. Let me teach you this. And so you're able to give to your brothers and sisters by what God is teaching you, all right? And so a lot of this comes back to understanding the word. And as you understand the word, you will realize Jesus is indeed real, and he is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh. I'm telling you, like, you know, I can talk about it over and over and over how real God is, but you must experience this for yourself. So I pray as I'm up here speaking, listen for what God is speaking to you in your heart today. It's not about me and who I am up here. I want you guys to really listen. The Lord's going to speak something to you today. Don't leave here and forget what that something is. Take that home with you. Meditate on that tonight. Throughout the day, honestly. Talk to somebody about it. Talk to your wife, your spouse, whatever. Talk to somebody about it. Okay? And if you're not connected with nobody and this is maybe your first time here, that's okay. I'm glad you are here. Listen to these holy conversations. And thank you, my family, that came to support me and any other friends that may be out there. I appreciate you guys coming today. But if you don't have brothers and sisters, if this is your first time, if you're not used to this or you've just been coming for a short time, like I said, get involved somehow, some way. Spend a little time. Get out of your comfort zone. And I might as well say that again too, huh? So something that's really helped me with comfort is CR on Friday nights that I attend. Randy Moore and Patty Moore, I started to go to his Bible study about 5 years ago when I first started coming back to the church again. And I came to support them and listen to what CR was about. I did not need CR, that's what I thought. I don't need that. I'm just going to go up in there and check it out and go support these guys and enjoy the event, maybe help a brother or sister, you know. And I quickly realized, man, we all need CR. Like, it's Celebrate Recovery is what that stands for, and it's recovering from life. Man, we all have battled through something. Whatever it is, addictions to loss, to whatever. We've all battled something. We all have something that we need to celebrate. And I know when I first came and I started coming, it was really stepping out of my comfort zone because the Lord had showed me that when we step out of our comfort zone is when growth really happens. And so it's like Peter stepping out of the boat. When they're all in the boat, when I read that story, this is what I felt God was showing me. So this really pushed me to step out of my comfort zone. But he could have stayed in the boat. He could have stayed where he was comfortable and just stayed there and watched. Just like, you know, the other disciples, they watched him step out and walk on that water. And he got to see a miracle. He got to walk with God. Like, that's awesome, right? So many of us, we need to step out of the boat and walk with the Lord. And as we do that, you will realize all the things that he is capable of doing in our lives. You'll see the grace on your life. You'll see these changes. And it's not even about the changes that we see in our life. It's not about living this great life. That's a byproduct of what it's like to walk with the Lord. He's the only thing that gives you that true fulfillment. You know, we want things in this life, our cars and money and whatever, but that it only temporarily fulfills you. When you walk with the Lord, you get this true fulfillment, even when you're in the midst of disaster and tribulation and things are going on. He fills you in those moments and teaches you. And there's nothing better, nothing more important. And so with that, let's go ahead and stand and we'll do the vision. And then we're going to read Psalms 1:1-6. So please read along with me. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm going to say another prayer real quick. Lord, I just pray over this time with my brothers and sisters. I just thank you that we can all gather today. Thank you for the opportunity to do so. Praise you for the beautiful weather that's outside, the sunshine, and just all the little things that you provide, the birds chirping in the air, all that, Lord. You are so good to us. But I pray for each and every person's heart, including my own today, Lord, that you speak to us, that you open it up, that we may experience your presence more and more and more, Father. Speak whatever we need to know and help us have ears to hear and eyes to see what you're talking to us, Lord. I thank you, and Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. You guys may be seated. So Psalms 1-6. So start with the first one. I want to open my Bible actually here. So this psalm is like my one of my favorite verses. My most favorite is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, which is trust in the Lord. Dang, I even know this. I have it memorized, and now I can't say it. I forgot it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. All right? I have went down many, many wrong paths in my life and didn't know any better. But his word teaches us what paths to go down. And so this first verse here is going to talk about that a little bit. And as I go through this, yeah, you'll see why that verse is so important to me amongst this one's the next one, because it really lays out how to go about this, okay? And so blessed is the man. The first question is what is blessed? What's that mean to you? In the Hebrew, it means happy, deeply content, or emotionally stable. A sense of joy and satisfaction that comes from knowing one is right with God. Deeply content, emotionally stable. So it's like when we go through things, we can be stable in the midst of that and not have to freak out, you know? Doesn't mean that you won't freak out sometimes and have issues in your life, because that stuff, it changes over time. I don't even know if I should share this again. I shared this last service. I'll share it again. So I had an emotional moment this week. And I didn't go into detail, but my dad was here the first service. And so it was kind of funny in a sense. But I threw my phone and shattered it this week. I got angry with my dad about some medical stuff that I'm dealing with. And he's telling me what I need to do. And I thought, I'm a man. I know what the heck I know what I need to do. I got this. But I quickly, after I shattered it, I prayed, repented, turned back to the Lord. And my dad wanted me to call him the next day with my game plan, and I did not want to call him. I even told Lindsay, I said, I'm not calling my dad tomorrow. Well, the Lord convicted me and showed me I needed to call him and submit to that authority. That's another scripture in Romans, submitting to our authorities. I know God placed my dad in my life for a reason. And so my dad, or the Lord was using my dad in this moment to help direct me down something I needed to do. And again, just having that scripture in my heart, that's only from reading the word that I know that. And from being here, Pastor Fred preached on that for a while. And that's important to be in the word to understand these things. And so I say, yes, I got angry, and yes, something happened, but yet I'm quickly turned back to the Lord and started moving in that right direction again. And so I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, as we all do. I mean, honestly, I can't believe I did it, because I'm normally not one to get angry like that. I kind of tossed it and it cracked, and then I picked it up because I got more mad and I really threw it. And because I didn't mean to break it, but the second time I did. And so again, it's just turning back to the Lord. But it's also understanding that when we do have these moments, that we have this, we have word in us, and we have teaching in us that helps us to know, this is how I remain emotionally stable in this, is by turning to the Lord. So blessed are these people that are doing these things. But this is saying, these are the people that aren't blessed. So blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, okay? And so if you look here, there's a progression. I found this interesting because I've never seen it before, but you have walks, stands, and sits. And then you also have counsel and the path and seat, and then ungodly, sinners, and scornful. And so you see there's a movement there that's happening. So they're walking and they're standing, and they're actually, I'm not going to sit, but then they actually sit down, okay? And so counsel, let's go through these words a little bit. Counsel means advice or instruction. And so in this sense, it's worldly advice, but it could even mean spiritual advice, but it's worldly spiritual advice. It's not godly spiritual advice, okay? And stands in the path. There's a path that the sinners go down, right? And what's sin? Sin, I think I said that earlier, but it's to miss the mark, goal, or way. It's missing God's standard. It's not doing it God's way. God's showing you the way to do it. And he's not showing you to do this a certain way because he's trying to be mean. He's showing you because he knows this is the way to ultimate fulfillment and his love and what he's designed us to be. Because our flesh wants to lead us down this path that's not who God designed us to be. So if you don't know what the flesh and the spirit is, that's the flesh is our old man. It's the old person. It's who the world really brainwashed us to be. That's why God says to renew your mind, change your thinking. And as I'm even thinking that right now, I'm going to go ahead and use this description because I said it last service too. When you renew your mind, something that the Lord had showed me a while back going through that was, it's like when we're going through this, through the woods. So in other words, in our lives, we can go down this path. It's so easy. We've been doing this path so much in life. Sorry, live stream, you should be here if you want to see me do this. But you should be going down this path, and it's so easy to go down this path because it's what we've been taught. So easy. But the Lord, he starts to show you, no, I want you to go this way. And so then I got to turn and I got to work. There's only one person to work through, but then you got to work through all these people and you got to do all this stuff. But the way that I see it is that it's like going through a forest. And so when you're going through that forest now that I've changed this new direction, that it's thick and it's full and I got to break branches and I got to find my way to get through the way that God's teaching me. And this morning, actually, on my prayer walk, he was showing me that it's kind of like a jungle, actually, where it's so thick that you need a sword. Start breaking through that stuff, okay? And which is Hebrews 4:12. And it's a process, okay? We're going to get back to that in a minute. But, and so when we walk in this path, we have to change the direction we're going. Because the world gets you going in their vice, and you get to go down this path, and you find yourself in a place being amongst sinners, people that are missing the mark, that are doing it their own way, that don't really care. And maybe they do care, because I think as we're walking in this life, that's usually when the Lord starts calling us, because we'll stop to stand, and we pause for a minute, and we start to look around, and we think, something's not right about this. Something's different. There should be more to life than what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through, right? Like, there's just more to life. This stinks. This is not fun. Like, I want something different. And usually, a lot of times, that's when we tend to turn towards the Lord, or we may find us in a different place, but that's somewhat seems similar. But if we continue in that, and just a lot, some people ignore it and they don't know any better and they just continue walking, and that happens in life. And then you find your place in the seat of the scornful, and the seat is a comfortable position. It's where you're, all right, I'll sit this time. It's where you're sitting down and you're not worried about going anywhere. I'm gonna stay right here and I'm gonna do what's going on in this world. I'm not even thinking about it, you know? And that's not where we wanna be. Actually, scornful, some meanings for that are mockers, ridiculers. They're proud and arrogant. They dismiss, dismissive of God's truth, right? And so they're as my study Bible says, there's a gravitational pull of evil. So it says the psalmist paints a picture of a gravitational pull of evil. The counsel of the ungodly refers to advice that encourages people to live evil lives without concern for righteousness or obedience to God. The ungodly move from counsel to walking in the path to sitting in the seat as they embrace the evil way of life. And so some of us maybe even found ourselves sitting in that exact seat. And then that's when we started to realize, man, something's up. Something needs to change. Something needs to give. And sometimes that takes going to jail or something like that. I've been there. Pastor Fred came and visited me in jail before, years ago. That's why I say only God's grace that I could be standing up here today. What do we do when we find ourselves in this position? How do we avoid that? Because I think I think that we could even be finding ourselves in each of these positions still today, even as we're going to church. Because, I mean, there's still sin that's going on in our life. There's still deception that we've been taught in our life. There's still things that weren't true that we thought were true. There's things that we think are true right now that aren't true. And there's only one way to change that, and that's getting into the truth, which is Jesus. He is the truth and the way. He sets you free.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service time Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.